Hello, everyone. I'm Roger Pines, and it's my pleasure to introduce For the Love of Lyric, the concert you'll be able to stream as an original Lyric Opera of Chicago production. Like so many other performing arts organizations, Lyric Opera of Chicago has had to cancel or postpone many live performances this year. But the company is alive and hard at work in new and amazing ways. This concert celebrates the talents of wonderful artists, and it celebrates music that they've chosen, music they love and can't wait to share with you. The concert also celebrates our audience, whose loyalty in difficult times has always meant so much to us. Our audience is the reason for everything we do, and so the love goes both ways. 2020 has brought some of the toughest days that any of us can remember. It's in times like these that music can lift spirits up and encourage us to look toward a better future. Our hope is that this celebration of song, of the human voice, brings you a sense of joy, and we invite you to share it widely. One of the benefits of virtual concerts is the ability to experience them again and to present them as a gift to others. The incomparable singer-songwriter Nina Simone believed that the artist's duty was to reflect the times. Doug Peck, our concert's music director, kept that belief in mind as he put this program together in collaboration with Lyric's special projects advisor, Renee Fleming. Renee had begun thinking about this concert event almost 2 years ago. It was her involvement that made it possible for us to reimagine a season-opening concert, which has now evolved to this virtual celebration. And when we were putting the list of artists together, it was Renee who suggested looking not just to opera, but to artists from other realms of music, and also to artists based in Chicago. As we continue to survive through the coronavirus pandemic, with so many of us separated and sheltering at home, Renee, Doug, and the artists collaborating in this concert have all been missing working with other artists, and missing their connection with a live audience and the stages they call home. Additionally, there's a profound need to offer a powerful reminder of the continual quest for Black artists and artists of color to be more involved in opera and more welcome in the opera house. Doug describes this concert as a real opportunity to craft a program that is healing, enlightening, and entertaining in perfect proportion. It's also bringing artists together to create a feeling of positiveness, of optimism, and a hope for change. At the same time, the music the artists are bringing us is about unity, and above all, about love for one's fellow human beings. Doug spoke directly to all the artists to ask what songs they love to sing in order to create a program comprised of some of their favorite pieces. The artists were recorded in several different locations. Janae Bridges, with Doug at the piano, in Los Angeles. Renee Fleming, with pianist Robert Ainsley, at the Barns at Wolf Trap National Park for the Performing Arts in Northern Virginia. Julia Bullock, at her home in Munich. And Eileen Perez, Heather Headley, and Solomon Howard, with Doug at the piano, at the Lyric Opera House. Of course, with everyone socially distanced, and the strictest of health and safety protocols in place to keep everyone safe. The singers in Lyric's Ryan Opera Center were recorded with the ensemble's pianist, Chris Reynolds, and the artists from the Chicago Children's Choir recorded their own performances to come together as a unified set of voices through the magic of editing. Even without a live audience, it was important for the concert to include performances in our theater, given that the artists and our audience have been deprived of the Opera House experience for so many months. Doug noted to me that the Lyric Opera House is, in a way, a major character in this concert. Eileen, Heather, Solomon, and Doug were all overwhelmed to be there. One reason so much of our audience feels such a deep love for Lyric is the long-standing relationship this company enjoys with one of the greatest artists of our time, Renee Fleming. She was our first ever artistic consultant And as I mentioned earlier, she currently serves as Special Projects Advisor. But in this concert, we're celebrating her as a performer in music that she's performed gloriously throughout her career. Zueignung, or dedication, has long been one of Richard Strauss's best loved songs. Renee is one of today's greatest interpreters of Strauss, her favorite composer for the voice. The song's text presents a lover expressing gratitude for her beloved, but certainly it's also about gratitude simply for being alive and able to appreciate every joy that love brings. One of Doug Peck's earliest and most treasured operatic memories is hearing Renee at Lyric in one of her most celebrated roles, Countess Almaviva in Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. Doug very much wanted a duet to be included in this concert, and he was thrilled when Renee agreed to his choice, Sull'aria from Figaro. The performance of that duet is allowing Renee to reach out to the next generation of operatic artists through a wonderful collaboration with Julia Bullock, the extraordinarily gifted young American soprano. In her performances with many major opera companies and orchestras, Julia has already established herself internationally as an artist of unique sensitivity and interpretive imagination. With the Figaro duet, it's such a pleasure to hear Renee returning to an opera that she's made her own, and to witness her sharing that music with another superbly gifted artist. Renee and Julia will sing some of the gentlest and most soothing music in all of Mozart. In these dark days, we all cherish any opportunity to smile, and Sull'aria is sure to provide that for all of us. We're delighted at Lyric that the segment producer for this piece will be none other than bass baritone Ryan McKinney. Lyric audiences will remember his spectacular performances last season as Joseph de Rocher in Dead Man Walking and in the title role of Don Giovanni. We're also living through a period where we crave beauty, depth of feeling, soul, if you like, wherever we can find it. The Last Rose of Summer from Friedrich von Flotow's opera Marta is all about soul. On stage in the opera, this is a folk song the leading lady sings at the request of the leading man, and by the time she finishes it, he's already in love with her. Sung in concert, the song gives us beauty, it gives us soul, and it gives us heart. Those qualities also come through in a song from musical theater that no one has ever sung more beautifully than Renee Fleming. It's from Very Warm for May, a show that premiered back in 1939 with music by Jerome Kern and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. The show is remembered today exclusively for one matchlessly beautiful song, All the Things You Are. It gives Renee a special opportunity to sum up her affection for Lyric as a company and her devotion to the Lyric audience. It was important to both Renee and Doug to invite a major artist from outside the world of opera to perform in this concert. And Renee also urged Lyric to contact Chicago-based artists, which was one of the ideas that brought us together with Heather Headley. Heather is one of the most renowned artists to have graduated from Northwestern University. She was a Tony Award winner for Elton John's version of Aida, and prior to that, she created a sensation in her Broadway debut as Nala in The Lion King. For the Love of Lyric will mark Heather's 10th performance with Doug Peck. He views her as the complete singing actress, a passionately committed performer, as well as an extraordinarily generous collaborator. For every performing artist, the stage really is home. In Heather's singing of the soaring song entitled Home from The Wiz, we don't just have the character of Dorothy nearing the end of her life-changing journey through Oz. In Heather herself, we also have a performer representing every artist out there today who's missing the stage and hoping she'll be able to come back. And at the same time, we have a strong Black woman claiming a space as hers. For the first time since finishing her run in The Lion King on Broadway, Heather will be singing Nala's magnificent song, Shadowland. Nala is a lioness who can no longer tolerate the tyranny of Scar, the lion who rules her land. She's leaving, with the hope that her prayers will guide her as she seeks help for her community. Doug told me he views this song as the musical theater equivalent of O Patria Mia, the lament sung by the heroine of Verdi's Aida. Both pieces show a character longing for her native land and for the community feeling of the past. What a powerful impression Shadowland makes in the times we're all living in right now. Heather will also be singing Look to the Rainbow from one of the great musicals of the 1940s, Finian's Rainbow. From the moment Broadway audiences heard Sharon, the show's warm-hearted Irish heroine, singing this song, it's been taken up by many great American popular singers. They've relished not just the beauty and the soulfulness of the song, but also its message. Look to the Rainbow is so appropriate for this moment because it's about love. The song is telling us that our most important goal, our most important dream, is to love. That whenever the world falls apart, love can make us whole again. It was Doug's idea that For the Love of Lyric should begin with the stirring anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, with words by James Weldon Johnson and music by his brother, J. Rosman Johnson. Doug is a former student of Haven Middle School in Evanston, where this song was frequently sung at assemblies. He has a deep love for the song, and it was vital to him that it be included in this concert. It's unquestionably one of the most inspiring songs of hope and freedom ever written in America. We needed a very special artist to perform Lift Every Voice and Sing. We found him in Solomon Howard, the brilliantly gifted American bass who's risen rapidly to international prominence. He had a great success on the Lyric stage last season in his debut as Wurm in Verdi's Louisa Miller. Solomon has a truly remarkable voice, and he sings with riveting, powerful gravitas. Later on in the concert, we'll hear Solomon in the song he was especially intent on performing in this program, The Impossible Dream, from the universally beloved Broadway musical Man of La Mancha by composer Mitch Lee and lyricist Joe Darian. On stage in the show, it's sung by the idealistic knight Don Quixote, who lives only to fight for what's right, even when facing seemingly impossible odds. I'll quote Doug Peck here. He said, "It's remarkably beautiful to hear this black man singing this optimistic, open-hearted song." For this concert, it was Renee Fleming's idea to reach out to Solomon and also to soprano Eileen Perez when she saw that both of these artists were appearing from Chicago in the Metropolitan Opera's virtual gala a few months ago. Two selections will reacquaint Lyric audiences with Eileen Perez, who was a musically and dramatically captivating Marguerite in our 2018 production of Gounod's Faust. Eileen is now a great star of virtually every major opera house internationally. For this concert, she was eager to sing one of the world's favorite arias. Il bel sonno di Doretta from Puccini's La Rondine is a breathtaking outpouring of emotion as the opera's heroine imagines how thrilling it would be to find true love. Doug Peck spoke to me about how thrilled he was himself hearing Eileen's voice soaring through the opera house in this music. Something very touching happened when she and Doug started to record the aria. He played the first chord, and tears came to Eileen's eyes, then to Doug's. Eileen said to him, "I haven't heard someone else play the piano in 5 months." That's the kind of emotional response making music together can have after so much time spent sheltering in place. It was important to Eileen Perez to address one of her selections to Chicago's Spanish-speaking audience. Like so many Lyric sopranos for more than a century, Eileen loves Manuel Ponce's exquisite song, Estrellita. In this song, the singer begs the little star above her to tell her whether her beloved loves her even a little. One reason for this concert is for us all to forget, at least for a moment, the unnerving stress of life right now, and simply revel in the pleasure of beautiful singing. This song certainly allows us to do that. At the piano, Doug gives the song a more contemporary feel by incorporating a portion of So Many Stars, one of the greatest hits by the king of bossa nova, Sergio Mendes. In the next selection, we welcome back to Lyric members of the Chicago Children's Choir, led by that organization's artistic director, Josephine Lee. For more than 60 years, the choir's beautiful performances have been a special gift to music lovers all over Chicago, including their participation in 12 Lyric productions over the past decade. For this concert, they're joining mezzo-soprano Janae Bridges in performing Sing, one of the most beloved songs that the late Joe Raposo wrote for Sesame Street. There's a good reason why this song is such a favorite, not just in America, but all over the world. There's never been a song that communicates more positiveness. There's also never been a sweeter, more totally sincere expression of the joy that a song can give human beings. It's always a pleasure to welcome back to our stage Janae Bridges, an alumna of Lyric's Ryan Opera Center, who's rapidly become an important star of major American and European opera houses. Janae is amazingly versatile. Doug Peck knew she'd be a natural for a song that's been covered by everyone, from Marilyn Horne to Patti LaBelle. When Janae recorded the song with Doug at his home in Los Angeles, they performed it in the same key that the Carpenters used for their famous recording in 1973. That allowed Janae to use all of her wide vocal range in styles from blues and musical theater to classical singing. She and Doug were also excited to create a call and response section for the song. In LA, they recorded the calls, and the children's choir later filled in the responses here in Chicago. When Doug Peck and Renee Fleming were first discussing ideas for this concert, Renee felt strongly that it should end with The Promise of Living, the moving and beautiful ensemble from Aaron Copland's opera, The Tenderland. The opera takes place on a farm in the Midwest during the Great Depression, but The Promise of Living could be sung in any setting. It's people singing in an almost hymn-like way about the joy of doing good work and about loving one's neighbor. Doug Peck spoke with me about how this piece boils life down to its essentials. It gives us a path to take in our own time as we think about what we want our lives to be once we can all gather again, whether in work or in leisure, and connect again with each other. Performing this music is the ensemble of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center, Lyric's renowned professional artist training program. This season's ensemble is a group of exceptionally gifted artists with diverse backgrounds from countries around the world. They're all at the start of what we know will be wonderful careers. In every way, they truly embody the promise of living. All of us at Lyric Opera of Chicago hope you find both pleasure and inspiration in our concert, For the Love of Lyric. Thank you for listening.